countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
Now, the pandemic restrictions are being gradually lifted, and on Monday week, the 17th of May, museums around the country will be able to open their doors once again to members of the public. The Old Garda Barracks in Cuttall, County Roscommon, will be welcoming visitors for the very first time as they open their John McGahan exhibition and reading room to the public. The writer and his six younger siblings lived in the barracks from 1944 with their widowed father, who was the local sergeant. Now, the Cuttall Community Development Group has worked tirelessly to remember the past life of the building while also providing a remote working hub and three hot desks to help ensure the future of the village. Mike McCartney visited the old barracks in Cuttall, where he met Maurice Gannon and Mary Fire, and he also had a tour of the building first, guided by Peter Griffin.
Though my father slept every night in the barracks, the guards, in their turn, had to leave their own families and sleep the night beside the telephone that hardly ever rang, even in the daytime. I cannot remember anybody coming to the barracks at night. If there was a sudden death or illness, people went to the priest or to the doctor if they weren't poor.
Good morning, Cuttall Garda Station.
Our famous writer John McGahan spent part of his childhood here, for his father was a Garda sergeant in this very barracks. Of course, over time when the barracks closed, it fell into disuse and disrepair, but the local community got together.
Familiar sound each night, with the heavy boots of the barracks orderly taking down the bedclothes from the upstairs room to make up his bed for the night beside the phone. We'd hear the sounds of raking and blowing as he started the fire in the morning, and then the unlocking of the back door when he went down to empty his chamber pot and bucket of ashes into the ash pit over the river.
We're in the Garda day room, and this was the room. You access the building from the rear as you came in the door at the rear of the station. The cell would be on the left-hand side, and that's where anyone that was inebriated or perhaps waiting to be taken up to Dublin on charges or whatever, that's where they would be. And as you progressed through the rear hall, you came into this day room. This is the business part of the barracks. In John McGahan's days, other parts of the house were used as the living room and the kitchen. But latterly, when this place closed in 2012 as a Garda station, this was the only room that was actually in use.
The barracks itself was a strange place, like most of the country at the time. Though the Free State had been wrested in armed conflict from Britain, it was like an inheritance that nobody quite understood or knew how to manage. The Catholic Church was dominant and in control of almost everything, directly or indirectly. In a climate of suppression and poverty and fear, there was hardly any crime and little need of a barracks in a place like Cuttall, other than as a symbol.
Of course, in those days, there was no cars, and the bicycle was used by the guards and the sergeant to go out on their patrols.
And the bell still works.
And of course, it was interesting that one of the things that John McGahan says in his books are yet to contribute to the what was called the patrols of the imagination, because I suppose there wasn't much crime. There was milk bottles bashed or smashed, but very little crime. So these guards would have to cycle up to 18 or 20 miles a day. Of course, there wasn't much happening, so they had to make up, a lot of the time, crimes.
We were able to tell the different guards by their sounds and footsteps. Sometimes in the morning they hummed or whistled, which always set my father muttering.
I see we've got a guard, the uniform, the sergeant's coat over here with the stripes and the baton, of
yes,
course.
That's the great coat that was used. That's from the period. We're very grateful, by the way, to the Garda Commissioner, and John Reynolds in particular, who works for him, to supply many of the Garda artefacts. So they're original, they're of the period, and they're well worth seeing.
There's a rainbow that I can see, and it's waiting for me, don't forget me not,
lad. Where are we now?
Well, we're actually in what was known as the living room, and now it's our John McGovern reading room, and strategically placed around the walls in particular. This wall that's got a headline, Becoming a Writer. One of John McGovern's famous sayings, why take on any single life, a priest, a soldier, teacher, doctor, airman, if a writer could create all these people far more vividly in that one life of the mind, the writer could live many times and all of life. I've not even the vaguest idea how books came into being, but this dream took hold and held.
Coming up to 2012, the realization was that the part-time guard station here was set to close down. So, you know, it was incumbent on us as the local representative group, if you like, to ensure that it was kept within the community, that it wasn't put on the open market as a residential property, and that we could use this as a community house, that we could commemorate John McGovern with an exhibition or a reading room, and basically renovate it and keep it for generations to come.
We've a lot achieved in the last 15 years as a group, with new people coming on board with ideas and plans for the village. So with this pandemic, you know, with the fundraising and the whole lot has came to a stall. So we're hoping, like, when we get back on our feet again, that we'll have our meetings and our get-togethers here in the barracks. You know, from remote working here and everything else, the pandemic has really been tough for the last year. Hopefully everything will work out itself, and that's seemingly where we're at, and it's been a great achievement for the last 8 years to get it up and running.
I wrote first without ever thinking of getting published. I think I was the first writer I met at that stage. And in a way, the writing was an extension of my reading. I do believe very seriously that there's not a great deal of difference between the artist and the reader. I think each of us has a private world that others cannot see. And it's with that world that we read. And that the difference between the reader and the artist is that the writer is able to dramatize that private world in his head. In a way, all good writing, I think, is suggestions. And it's not finished, it's not completed until it's taken up by the reader and then completed.
And that was the late John McGovern himself in a public interview with Miles Duncan on RT Radio 1. Now, thanks to the committee for permission to use excerpts from their launch video, including a welcome speech from former President Mary McAleese and readings by Niall Colleary about the barracks from the works of John McGovern.